But I was thinking, I was talking about it last week, and we put on the crown of righteousness, and I was thinking, Lord, if you let me become king, I can straighten all of this out. And he quickened in my spirit. He said, no, Ralphie, you're not going to be king. You can count on me. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'll straighten it out. Just give me the right time. I said, okay, yes, sir. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We looked at the first five verses last week, and then we're going to look at verses 6 through 8. I want to refresh ourselves with chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Paul was talking to Timothy, which was his protege. And so I solemnly urge you before God and before Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he appears to set up his kingdom. Preach the word of God. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, encourage. Big word, encourage. We have a biblical mandate to encourage. Encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to right teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear. Some translations say tickling of the ears. They will reject the truth and follow strange myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. And don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at bringing others to Christ. Complete the ministry that God has given to you. Paul's talking to Timothy, but God's talking to all of us. We all have a ministry. Now, what I want to focus on for today is this. As for me, Paul's talking about, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. Any ever watch that movie, Paul, that just came out not long ago? It's a story of Paul when he was imprisoned in Rome and all that. It's a very heavy movie. It's a good movie, but it's very heavy theologically. But when you study the scriptures and you look at the movie, you'll be able to see some of the stuff what Paul's talking about. The time of my death is near. I have fought a good fight and have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his glorious return. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. That's the blessed hope that we look forward to. No matter if he returns for us first or if we go home to be with him. I did a death, burial, and resurrection service yesterday for a family that lives here in Tallahassee that doesn't have a pastor or doesn't have a church, and always honored to do that so that we can encourage one another in the faith and to be able to understand that unless the Lord returns for us first, we're all going to experience physical death. But as long as we hang on to the blessed hope,